नरसिंहमूर्ति अस्मि।
नमस्ते नरसिंहमहोदय।
नमस्ते काव्य भगिनी।
भवान् कथम् अस्ति? हौ आर् यु?
आल् इस् वेल्।
अस्तु, भवान् कुत्र वसति?
अहं जाक्सन् नगरे मिचिगन्।
ओ अस्तु अस्तु, बहिः गतवान् वा? बहिः गतवान् वा? डिड् यु गो एनीवेर् औट्सैड्?
नो न।
उत्तमम्। किमपि मिस् कृतवान् वा? डु यु मिस् एनीथिङ्ग् गोयिङ्ग् समवेर्?
Yeah, really.
Devalayam, Apanam.
Apanam, yoga class I missed a lot. Every Saturday.
Yogasana kaksha.
Yogasana, yeah.
Asasya. Arya Bhagini, Bhavati Katham Asti? भवती कथमस्ति? अहं कुशलिनी अस्मि.
अहं कुशलिनी अस्ति
अस्मि
अस्मि.
भवान् भवती भारतदेशे अस्ति खलु? You're in India, right?
Yes.
Patashala asti va? Atho online madhye asti va? Patashala? Oh. Uttama. अस्तु. नमस्ते सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य अस्माकं 19th अस्ति. सो टुडे इस् अवर् 19th वीक्. सो लेट्स् बिगिन् वित् अवर् प्रार्थना. चित्रभगिनी, वुड् यु लैक् टु लीड् अवर् प्रार्थना?
ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः. सो वी बिगिन् वित् अवर् सुभाषितं. गुरुप्रकाश महोदय, स्वागतम्. Can you read today's Subhashitam?
Thanks, Bhagini. Yojananam Sahasrani Shanai Shanair Tyati Pipilika Agachan Agachan Vainateyopi Padamekam Nagachati.
Uttamam. Can you read the Padachedam on the right?
योजनानां लाङ्ग् डिस्टेन्सस् सहस्राणि थौसण्ड्स् शैन् शनैः शनै स्लोलि यार्ति गोस् पिपीलिका एण्ड् आगच्छन् हियर् इट् मीन्स् इम्मोबैल् वनै वैनतेयः गरुडा अपि आल्सो पदं स्टेप् एकं वन् न नाट् गच्छति गोस्.
So, do you want to try and tell the meaning?
I can try, but I don't want to mess up.
It's okay. Okay.
That's okay. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Please go ahead.
Okay. So, the meaning is that an ant slowly goes by and can cross long distances even though it walks slowly and small too. So it can cross long distances even though it's small and goes slowly. But Garuda, which is who has is a great eagle, he won't be able to even go 1 foot, like padam ekam, if he does not put effort into doing so. So basically comparing ants to an eagle, with an eagle which is big and great. Even if an eagle is big and great, it cannot cross, it cannot even take one step without consistency and perseverance and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's pretty easy meaning.
Yep.
Okay. So today's Patyakramaha will read Grihapatam. If someone would like to share Grihapatam, and then we'll do some Punasmaranam, and then we'll learn Tritiya Bhakti today, and then we'll do a Katha, which I actually sent out an email and asked if you could all either print it out or download the story. It's like 3 pages long, so that's why I asked if you all could print it out or download, but I'll still show on the screen. So we'll be doing that katha, and then we'll learn how to use the word arabhya, and then we'll try to get to yada tada. Okay. So last week we learned about yadi tarhi, and then bhutakalam. So would anyone like to read their grihapatham? I have some good stories.
I can go, Bhagini. Did anybody say they will go?
No, nobody said so far.
Okay, I can go. Okay. Shvaha yadi gruhe barhi gacchati tarhi aham karayane dura prayanam karishyami. San Francisco nagare samudra tiram gamishyami samudram drakshyami tatra giradelli पयोहिमं खादिष्यामि ततः मम मित्रस्य गृहं गमिष्यामि तत्र मित्रं मेलिष्यामि वयं ततः उपाहारगृहं गमिष्यामः भोजनं खादिष्यामः च
बहु उत्तमं भगिनि सम्यक्
यस्
महोदय
अहं श्वः कार्यालयं गमिष्यामि तत्र यदि सङ्गणकयन्त्रम् अस्ति तर्हि तत् सह कार्यं करिष्यामि अहं श्वः पाठशालायां गमिष्यामि तत्र यदि आचार्यः अस्ति तर्हि योगासनं करिष्यामि अहं श्वः मित्रस्य गृहं गमिष्यामि तत्र यदि मित्रः अस्ति तर्हि तत् सह वार्तालापं करिष्यामि अहं श्वः मम भगिन्यां गृहं गमिष्यामि तत्र यदि भगिनी अस्ति तर्हि भगिन्या सह भोजनं करिष्यामि
सम्यक् महोदय सो
टू मेनी रिपीटेशन्स् इट्स् नाट् ए प्रापर् वन् बट् इन् ए हरि
नो दट्स् ओके दट्स् टोटलि फैन् मेक् श्योर् यू जस्ट् फालो द करेक्शन् दट् ऐ टोल्ड् यू बट् वेरि गुड् जाब् ऐ लैक् द सेण्टेन्सेस् ऐ रियलि डिड्
Both Thank you, Dhanyavadam.
Anyone like to share? So, the prompt was, Shwaha Bhavati Athva Bhavan Kim Karoti.
Yeah. Can I go?
Go ahead, Mahdi. Okay.
Shwaha Aham Aapanam.
Oh, Amira Mahdi and everyone else can also stay on mute. Pratima Bhagini, can you stay on mute, please? Dhanyavadam.
श्वः अहम् आपणं गमिष्यामि तत्र शाकां क्रेष्यामि यदि शाकाटशकटः मम गृहस्य समीपम् आगच्छति तर्हि अहम् आपणं न गमिष्यामि श्वः प्रातःकाले अहं दिनपत्रिकां पठिष्यामि श्वः रविवारकारणार्थम् अहं केनचित् विशेषं भोजनं पक्ष्यामि यदि भोजनं रुचिकरं भविष्यति तर्हि गृहे सर्वं खादिष्यामि
उत्तमं महोदय वेरि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग्
हियर् ऐ हाव् अ क्वश्चन् खादिष्यामि I thought, I meant it to be as Kadishyami is myself?
Yep,
or,
I eat.
Okay. So if I say, Tarhi Grihe Sarvam Kadishyami, if I want to say others in house will eat.
Oh, Kadishyamaha.
Kadishyamaha, okay.
Yeah, and make sure you write Vayam, like Vayam Kadishyamaha.
Vayam.
So I would know that.
धन्यवादः
अस्तु ओके सो सेम् थिङ्ग् एस् लास्ट् वीक् वर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि डूयिङ्ग् दिस् एव्रि वीक् सो ऐ वुड् सजेस्ट् दट् यु प्रिपेर् संथिङ्ग् सो आवर् वार्म् अप् इस् गतसप्ताहे अहम् एण्ड् देन् यु जस्ट् हेव् टु टेल् मी वन् सेण्टेन्स् about what you did last week. Okay? So this is so it can help you have more conversation. And it's okay if you use English words, because most of the things we do, it's probably in English or has like some English name or in some other language or whatever it is. Okay, so I'm going to open this L1 handout, and I would like everyone to participate. Just take a look at the verbs. Choose one verb and then say one thing that you did last week. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to think of a sentence.
Think of a sentence.
And make a sentence or two about one thing that you did last week. So everyone has to participate.
Can I try?
Go ahead, Mahoday.
गतसप्ताहे एका विद्यार्थिनी गणितं गणितार्थं मम गृहम् आगच्छति. अहं तां गणितं
ओके. सो व्हाट वाज योर फर्स्ट सेंटेंस? गतसप्ताहे
एका विद्यार्थिनी गणित ज्ञानसंग्रहणार्थं मम गृहम् आगच्छति.
ओके, आगच्छति, केन् यू चेञ्ज् इट् टु भूतकालम्?
गतसप्ताहे एका विद्यार्थिनी
आगतवती. It should be here. Agatavati.
Then I taught her maths. How do they say? Aham tam
patitavati. Patitavan.
Teaching is patitavan?
Patitavati, okay. Is she studied, and aham patitavan is I taught.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Uttam Mahodaya, you Bhavan Ganitam Patayati va?
Aham.
Oh,
I love it.
Mama Sahayam api avashyakam asti. I need help with that too.
You want help or you want me to help? No problem. No problem. Till 10th class, I love maths.
Oh.
And of course, I also know Excel very well.
Excel computer?
Yes, correct.
Oh.
I know a lot of tips.
Uttamam Mahoday.
Dhanyavadaha.
Anyone else?
I can try. This is Chitra.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bhagini.
Gata saptahe aham mama ambayam smaritavati
aham
smrutavati
aham
mama ambayam smrutavati
ambam smrutavati
ambam smrutavati तस्य जन्मदिन जन्मदिनम् अस्मिन्
तस्याः जन्मदिनम् आसीत्
तस्याः जन्मदिनम् आसीत्
ओ उत्तमं भगिनि भवती किं कृतवती जन्मदिनार्थं?
मम अम्बायां मम अम्ब शी इस् नो मोर् सो ऐ जस्ट् रिमेम्बरिङ्ग्
ओ अस्तु अस्तु
ऐ डोण्ट् नो हौ टु से इस् नो मोर्
मम अम्बां
मम अम्बां
अम्बां वुड् बी what vibhakti would ambam be? Why wouldn't it be ambayam?
Ambam would be
dvitiya,
accusative. Yeah, accusative.
Dvitiya vibhakti.
Yeah, ambayam is saptami vibhakti.
Uttamam bhagini,
dhanyavada.
Anyone else? Everyone has to participate. So,
I can try one.
Karo tumode. Go ahead.
Yes, I didn't do any great thing, but last week, but I'll I'll do what and say what I did not. गतसप्ताहे सोमवासरे एकादशदिनार्थं अहं न खादामि, न भोजनं न खादामि, खादितवान्
न खादितवान्
न खादितवान् यस्.
ओ उत्तमम्, उत्तमं महोदय. कठिनम् आसीत् वा?
I have practiced, so in the beginning it was difficult, but later it, when I eat, then I feel more difficult on that day.
Okay.
Can we say upavasam krutavan?
Amir Amara, you have another sentence?
No, I said can we say upavasam krutavan? Upavasam is fasting, no?
Oh, okay. If Guru Prakash Mudai, if that counts as fasting, then you can say upavasam then.
Oh, yes. Yes, upavasam. Okay.
Who's next?
I will say Narasimha Murthy.
Asu, go ahead. Karotu, Mare.
Last week, I met my friend.
Okay, how do you...
गत सप्ताहे अहं मित्रं मिलामः.
इट्स् ओवर् हियर्. अहं मम मित्रं
मिलितवान्
मेलितवान्
मेलितवान्
गतसप्ताहे
मम मित्रम्
अहं मम मित्रम्
अहं मम मित्रं मेलितवान्
मेलितवान् उत्तमम् उत्तमं न सोशल् डिस्टेन्सिङ्ग् न महोदय
वित् मास्क्
तत् समीचीनम् अग्रिम नेक्स्ट्
भगिनी गतसप्ताहे अहं घटं नयतु
घटं. Are you trying to say you brought with you?
Carried a pot.
Carried. Anitavati.
Okay. Anitavati.
Oh.
No, wait. Carried is Nayati, right?
Nitavati.
Okay.
Nitavati. Nitavati. Yeah.
Oh.
One question. You said Melitavan, but here it is Melitavan also there in the screen. Both are correct? Or they are different? Melitavan and Melitavan.
Where is Melitavan?
No, you, I thought you said it is Melitavan. It is Melitavan only?
Yeah, Melitavan.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Yep. Melitavan. So, Riya Bhagini, ghatam forgot how to say play. Do you play the ghatam?
No, I carry the ghatam is pot, right?
Oh, that ghatam. Okay.
Ghatam is also a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ghatam vadayati va iti mama prashnam asti.
It is popular in Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
Oh, so ghatam neetavati.
Neetavati, yeah.
Samyak. Uttam bhagini. Grihe sahayam kritavati. Samyak. Anyone else? Who did not know it? Jayashi Bhagini?
Yeah. Gada Saptaye Aham Rupak Patitavati.
Rupak Patitavati. Rupak...
Natak. All are saying drama, skit.
Rupakam va. Natakam. Natakam va.
Natakam. Skit type.
Was it with your kids?
Yeah, my cousins, kid and my kid, everybody.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah.
Uttam Bhagini.
Okay.
Anyone else that has not won yet? Everyone has to participate. Gata saptahe bhavan atava bhavati kim kim krutavan krutavati.
I can go next, Kavya.
Asta Mahodaya.
Yaha mama putraha dvichakrikayat patitavan.
Dvichakrika... dvichakrika chalanam.
On the cycle.
Aham mama putram dvichakrika chalanam patitavan.
That is learning, but this patitavan is a fall.
Gatta saptahe mama putraha dvichakrikaya
this is patitavan. So he fell from the cycle yesterday.
Dvichakrikaya patitavan. Yeah, he fell from the bicycle. Dvichakrikaya patitavan. Idanim Saha Kathamasti. How is he now?
No, he's okay. He's perfectly fine.
Aham Dvichakrik Kaya Aham Kimapi. I have never fell from the bicycle.
Okay, touch wood.
You have never driven it.
No, aham chalitavati paranto aham never.
Great.
I have never patitavati.
Rare skill. I want to make one more sentence.
Go ahead, Mahoday. Karatu.
Gata saptahe mama jeshtha putra Oakland Nagare Gruham. Change means what?
Parivartanam.
Gruham Parivartitavan.
Astu Parivartitavan or Parivartanam Krutavan.
Parivartanam Krutavan. Aham WhatsApp.
WhatsApp Madhye.
Drutavan. Drushtavan.
WhatsApp Madhye Drushtavan.
Atmajya Drushtavan.
अस्तु महोदय, कथम् अस्ति गृहं, बृहत् वा?
गृहं बिकास् आफ् दि रेसेशन् हि हेज़् चेञ्ज् टु ए स्मालर् हौस्, सो बट् इट् इस् ए गुड् हौस् बिकास् इट् इस् ए गुड् हौस्. एतत् गृहं सम्यक् अस्ति.
सम्यक् अस्ति. भवान् इच्छति वा?
भवान्
डू यू लैक् इट्? इच्छति वा?
या या या, वी लव् इट्.
उत्तमम्. Agreement. Who else hasn't gone yet?
I am Venkata. I want to make a sentence.
Karo to Maria.
Kata sapta hai. Aham amras khaditvan.
Amras
khaditvan. Mango juice. आम्रफलरसं खादितवान्.
पीतवान्. टु ड्रिंक. पीतवान्.
पीतवान्. पीतवान्.
ओन्लि बेङ्गालीस् ईट् देयर् वाटर्.
ओहो महोदय. कथम् आसीत् आम्रफलरसम्? हौ इस् द आम्रफलं जूस्?
स्वादिष्टवान्. उत्तमं.
उत्तमं वा? उत्तमं वा न वा?
उत्तमं.
मधुरं वा?
उत्तमम् अस्ति. मधुरम् अस्ति.
मधुरम् आसीत्.
मधुरम् आसीत्.
भवान् एव कृतवान् वा अथवा सहायम् आसीत् वा? डिड् यु मेक् इट् युर् सेल्फ् ओर् स्वयमेव कृतवान् वा?
स्वयमेव.
अहमेव कृतवान्.
अहमेव कृतवान्.
उत्तमम्. उत्तमं महोदय. Who else has not gone yet? Pratima Bhagini, Himanshu Mahodaya, Kata Saptahe, Kima Pitrita Vanva?
Kata Saptahe, Aham Mama Parivarena Saha Kridita Van. Parivar is family. परिवारसदस्यैः सह क्रीडितवती.
उत्तमम्. उत्तमं भगिनि. किं क्रीडितवान्?
अन्तर्गृहक्रीडां क्रीडितवान्.
उत्तमम्. उत्तमं भगिनि. हिमाचल् महोदय, भवान् किं कृतवान् गतसप्ताहे?
गतसप्ताहे अहम् एकः जलाशये दृष्टवान्.
जलाशये इत्युक्ते?
पुनर्वदतु.
व्हाट डिड यू ट्राई टू से?
जलाशये. अ पॉन्ड.
ओ ओ. यू गतवान् वा?
आम्.
सरोवरे गतवान् वा?
आम् आम् आम्. चलितवान्. चलितं. या चलितवान्.
यु ड्रोव् इन् द पॉन्ड?
नो नो, ऐ वॉक्ड् टु द पॉन्ड.
ओ ओ. चालितवान्.
चालितवान्
सरोवरं. चालितवान्
सरोवरं. चालितवान्.
उत्तमम्. अस्तु. ओके, सो वि विल् कण्टिन्यू. ओके, एकनिमिषम्. Okay, so in the Abhyasa Pustakam, on page, let's see, 47, on page 47, it talks about Arabhya. So Arabhya means starting from or since. So Arabhya would be like an adverb. Okay, so let's see. Okay, Arabhya. So I need two volunteers to read this short sambhashana.
I am ready.
I'm Gopal.
Okay, Himanshu Mode, and who else wanted to
read?
Oh, sorry, Mbira Mode. Okay, Mbira Mode, you can be Mala, and then Himanshu Mode, you can be Gopala. Samya. Mala, what is this?
Gopala. भवतः परीक्षा समीपम् आगता अस्ति अद्य आरभ्य प्रतिदिनं
पठतु
या सॉरी पठतु आई डिडंट सी सेकंड लाइन यू वांट टू ट्रांसलेट इट
या गो अहेड मदर
गोपाल योर एग्जाम्स आर नियरिंग सो टुडे यू स्टार्ट रीडिंग एवरी डे From today you start reading every day.
Uttama.
Adya aham mitrasya griham gachhami. Shuha arabhya padhishyami bhagini. Today I have to go to the friend's house. I will start tomorrow.
Uttama.
Bhavatu Gopal. Vidyalaye yogasana kakshya kada arabhya bhavishyati. Okay. Gopal. In the school, when is the yogasana class going to start?
Parashvaha arabhya bhavishyatihi, day after tomorrow.
Parashvaha mama avakachaha na bhavishyati. Praparashvaha arabhya ahamapi yogasana kakshayam agamishyati. Day after tomorrow is not convenient for me. If they start the day after tomorrow, I will also join.
Bhagini, Matulasya Patram Agatam Va. Sister, did my mama's letter arrive?
Naiva bho. Aham parahya arabhya tasya pratiksham krutavati. Parantu na agatam eva. No, I have been waiting for that since day before yesterday, but it still has not come.
Uttama. So Arabhya. So Arabhya means starting from. This is similar to Taha and Pariyantam, but it's a little bit different because it means starting. So first we have Gopala, Bhavataha Pariksha, Samipam Agata Asti. So Bhavataha. What vibhakti is Bhavataha? Can someone tell me?
Shashti.
So Bhavan becomes Bhavatah. Your exam Samipam Agata Asti. So it is coming up. Adya Arabhya Pratididam Patatu. From starting from today. So you wouldn't say Adya Taha. You would say Adya Arabhya. Starting from today. Every day read. And then next is Shwaha Arabhya Patishyami Bhagini. So Patishyami is Bhavishyat Kalaha. And it says Shwaha Arabhya, starting from tomorrow. And then Bhavatu, Gopala, Vidyalaye Yogasana Kaksha, Kada Arabhya Bhavishyati. And then same thing, Kada Arabhya, starting from when. So Kada, remember it means when. So like we did, kada yoga sana kaksha gachati, kada devalayam gachati, kada vidyalayam arambham karoti, like that. So kada, it means when. So starting from when vidyalaye yoga sana kaksha, when does the yoga class start? And then Parashvaha Arabhya Bhavishyati. So it will happen from the day after tomorrow. So just like that, so the word before arabhya should be a time or a day. Astu va. So let's look at the exercise it gives. Okay, it says etasmin I couldn't change the page, but it says etasmin sambhashane 1 2 3 4 atra. Let me open the abhyas tukam actually. Okay. So it says etasmin sambhashane ekam dve trini chatvari atra rameshasya sangeeta kakshyam pitruvyasya iti parivartanam kritva sambhashanam punah likatu. So basically wherever it says 1 2 3 4 we have to change it to these words. So first one would be Rameshasya. So Narasimhodaya, can you change the first line? The line where it has the small one to, instead of Mitrasya, can you use Rameshasya?
Adya aham Rameshasya gruham gachami. Shvaha arabhyam patishyami. Arabhya. Patishyami bhagini.
Samyak. So Rameshasya, what vibhakti is that?
This is Shashti vibhakti.
Shashti vibhakti. Uttama. So Riya bhagini, number two. For number two, it says you need to change it to Sangeeta kakshya. So read the same sentence, but change yogasana kaksha to sangeeta kaksha.
Okay. Bhavatu Gopal vidyalaye sangeetana kaksha kada arabhya bhavishyati.
Uttam. So Gopala, what vibhakti would Gopala be? Do you remember? Sambodhanam. So Sambodhana Rupa. So Gopalaha Gopala. Ramaha yeah. Rama. How about Vidyalaye? Yeah. What vibhakti is Vidyalaye?
Saptami.
Saptami. Saptami Bhakti. So if you change the sentence to Sangeeta Kakshya, what does the sentence mean?
So, singing class.
Mm-hmm. So what does Vidyalaye Sangeeta Kakshya Kada Arabhya Bhavishyati, what does that sentence mean?
When will the singing class in school be there?
Start.
Start.
Uttama. So, remember, yeah, arabhya means start. Uttam.
Yeah.
Chitra Bhagini, so number three, we have to change it to Sangeeta Kakshyam.
Number three, okay. Parashvaha arabhya bhavishyati. Mala. Parashvaha mama avakashaha na bhavishyati. Praparashvaha arabhya aham. Sangeeta Kakshyam Agamishyami.
Uttam. So what would the sentence mean?
A day before yesterday, Parashvaha. Day after tomorrow, it will not work for me. The day after tomorrow, if they start the music class, it will work. I can go.
उत्तमं भगिनि, उत्तमं. सो सङ्गीतकक्ष्यां वट् विभक्ति वुड् दट् बि?
सप्तमी
द्वितीया. सो लैक् इफ् यु हाव् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग् बि अम्बा कक्ष्या कक्ष्यां सीता सीतां द्वितीया. So make sure you all are paying attention. So here it says parashya ahamapi sangeeta kakshyam, instead of like saying sangeeta kakshyayam, it's a sangeeta kakshyam. So you have to know the difference between when to use saptami vibhakti and dutiya vibhakti. So here is ahamapi sangeeta kakshyam agamishyami. So starting from the day after tomorrow, I will go to the kakshyam, to the kakshyam, not in the class. So it should be kakshyam instead of kakshayam. So make sure you understand the difference between saptami bhakti and dvitiya bhakti and when to use it in the sentence. But that's okay. Don't stress too much about it. We'll have more practice when we're reading stories and sambhashan. And then the last one would be Pitruvyasya. So, Guru Prakash Mahodaya, can you change number 4 to Pitruvyasya?
Abhay. Naiva boho aham parahyaha arabhya.
Not that one, the one before that.
Oh, sorry.
Bhagini?
Bhagini. Pitrubhyasya patram agatam va.
Uttama. So what would that sentence mean?
Did you get letter from, did you get letter from your son?
Pitrubhyasya. Pitru means father. Pitruvyasya means father's letter.
Father's letter, okay.
So has father's letter come?
Is it not Pitrasya? Is it Pitruvyasya or Pitrasya?
Pitruvyasya.
From, is it right?
Pitruvyasya means father's.
Why the vya in between Pitraha means father? Pitrasya, I thought...
From father. So father's letter is Pitrusya, maybe.
Yeah, Pitruvyasya is father's letter. Okay, we'll replace Pitruvyasya to Janakaha. So how would you change, how would you add Janakaha here?
Janakasya.
Janakasya. Guru Prakash Mahodaya, can you use Janakasya in the sentence?
Bhagini, Janakasya patram agatam va.
So what would that sentence mean?
So son's, again, father's letter. Father's, yeah.
Uttamam. So,
if we say, if you want to say from father, that, is it already included or?
Then you would say, Janakaya.
Janakaya. Okay.
Or, yeah, Janakaya. So that would be something, that would be a different vibhakti. So, Janakasya patram agatam va. So has
Janakaya is what vibhakti?
Fourth.
Fourth. Okay. Chaturthi. Dhanyavad.
So Janakataha.
Yeah, you can say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you can say Janakataha.
Okay.
Or actually, I think it would be Panchami. So you could say Janakat Vastram Agatamva. Janakat. It would be Janakat Vastram Agatamva. From father has the letter come.
Dhanyavad.
Or Janakataha. Astu. So does everyone understand Arabhya?
Yes.
Astu. Okay. Okay. Let me go back to the slide. continue now with learning our third vibhakti. So it's called Tritiya Vibhaktihi. So Tritiya Vibhakti would be instrumental case or with the help of. So let's look at how it would work. So we have Krishakaha and Halaha. So Krishakaha Halena Karshati. So Krishakaha Halena Karshati. So the farmer, by plowing, he farms the land. Krishakaha Halena Karshati. So Halaha becomes Halena. So here Halena becomes the instrument. So Halaha, remember, is Pullingam. So Halena is by the plow. He
with the
help of or by, whichever one you want to translate to. And then we have Balika Ankanya Likati. So Ankani becomes Ankanya. Ankani is Ikaranta Strilingam. So Balika Ankanya Likati. Balika Katham Likati. Balika Ankanya Likati. So the girl writes with her pencil. So Ankani is pencil. Balika Ankanya Likati. Chitra Bhagini, if you have Lekhani, how would you change that sentence? Instead of Ankani, if you have Lekhani.
Balika Lekhanya Likati.
Uttamam. Balika Lekhanya Likati. And then with the Akaranta Srilingam, we have Aham Kunchikaya Talam Udghatayami. Aham Kunchikaya Talam Udghatayami. So I open the lock with a key. So Kunchika becomes Kunchikaya. So here is Akar on the Srilingam, Kunchika becomes Kunchikaya, and Udghatayami becomes I open. Can everyone stay on mute? Himanshu Madhya, Shanti Bhagini.
Sorry, what?
Can you all stay on mute? Dhanyavadaha. And then the last one, we have Napumsakalingam, Karayanam. Janakaha. Karayanena gachati. Janakaha karayanena gachati. So karayanam, which is napumsakalingam, becomes karayanena gachati. Janakaha katham gachati. Janakaha karayanena gachati. So the father goes by the car or with the car. Using the car, he goes. And then we have the Sarvanam Padani, which would be Saha would become Tena, and a Sa would become Taya. Taya Kunchikaya. Tena Halena. And a Tat would become Tena. Tena Karayanena. Like that. And then the Prashna Rupam would be Kena Kaya. And then again, Kane for Napumsakalingam. So it's pretty easy. So if it ends with Tena or Ena, then you know it's Tritiya Vibhakti or Taya, Kunchikaya, Kupya, like that. Okay. So does anyone have any questions on Tritiya Vibhakti? We'll definitely get more practice. I just wanted to know if everyone understands how to convert. Okay, so let's do some practice. In the Abhyasa Pustakam, in 19.1, it says, Chitranam sahayena riktasthalani purayantu. So in the pictures, with the help of the pictures, fill in the blank. So the first example is hastaha. So saha hastena karyam karoti. Saha hastena karyam karoti. He does work with the hand or by hand. Narasimha Mohdaya, can you do the next example?
Sa sivana yantrena vastram simyati.
Sivyati.
Sivyati.
Uttama. What does sivana yantra mean?
A sewing machine.
Sewing machine. So, what does sa sivana yantrena vastram sivyati? What does the sentence mean?
Stitch the cloth using the sewing machine.
Uttam. She stitches or sews the clothes with the sewing machine.
Sewing.
Okay. Pratima Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Bharati
Lokayanam. We're on Lokayanam. Lokayanam. Janaha.
Lokayanam. Okay. Janaha Lokayanena Prayanam Kurvanti.
Uttamam. So what does it mean?
People travel by bus.
Uttamam. Jayashree Bhagini, next one. Next
one. Yeshaha Syutena Vastuni Anayati.
Uttama. What does the sentence mean?
Bag. She brought a dress back.
He brought the clothes by a bag. So by putting in the bag, he brought the clothes.
Okay.
So
it's vastuni, not vastrani. Vastuni is just thing.
Oh, sorry. Object. Yeah, thing.
Okay. Okay.
So vastu, dhanyavadha. Vastuni means objects. Bahuvachanam. So vastuni kutra asti, syute vastram asti, eshaha syutena vastuni anayati. So if you're asking katam anayati, you say syutena vastuni anayati. So by putting in the bag, by the bag, he bought it. So it's kind
what
of
what is the singular form for vastu? What is the singular form for vastu?
I think
you can take tell me later. No urgency.
Okay, because I'm not sure. I think maybe Vastuhu or something. I'm not even sure.
Okay, no problem. Dhanyavad.
Okay. Gopal Mahoday?
Yeah.
Can you do next one? Dvichakrika?
Bharati Dvichakrikaya Vidyalayam Vichakrikaya Vidyalayam Gachati. Bharati went to school using a cycle.
Uttamam, uttamam. So Bharati went to school using a bicycle. Uttamam.
Yeah.
Shanti Bhagini? Shanti Bhagini, Asiva.
Sorry, I was on mute. I can say. Esha, Kunchikaya, Talam.
Kunchikaya,
Talam, Udghatayati.
Uttam. So this is just like the example. She opens the lock with the key. Can you do the next one too?
Chatwari. सौचिकः सोरि कर्तरि सौचिकः कर्तरया कर्तर्या सम्भाषणं सोरि वस्त्रं कर्तयति सौचिकः कर्तर्या वस्त्रं कर्तयति.
So what can you tell the meaning?
Yeah, the tailor cuts the cloth with the help of the scissors.
Tailor cuts the cloth with scissors. किमचमहोदय दूरवाणी
आपणिकः दूरवाण्या सम्भाषणं करोति.
उत्तमम्. आपणिकः दूरवाण्या सम्भाषणं करोति. And what would that mean?
आपणिकः is shopkeeper?
Yes.
Shopkeeper.
Storekeeper.
Is talking through with the phone.
Through phone, by the phone, with the phone.
Right.
He does. Yeah. He has conversation.
Yes.
Padmini Bhagini. Astiva, Padmini Bhagini. Astu Seema Bhagini. Oh, Padmini Bhagini, I can't hear you loud enough. You have to speak louder.
Balika Ankanyah Chitram Likati.
Balika Ankanya
Chitram Likati.
Uttama. Balika Ankanya Chitram Likati. So the girl writes or draws the picture with the pencil. Ankanya. Uttama Bhagini. Okay, so everyone gets some idea how Tritiya Bhakti works? Anyone have any question except the Ekavachanam Vastuni?
I have a question. Is there any table like similar to L1 handout regarding these
Bhaktis? No, but if you just like Google like Rama Vibhakti table or Nadi Vibhakti table, then it'll just pop up and then you can find it.
No. Shabda Manjari is a beautiful book. You can download from the Google. It gives you all the Vibhaktis, all the varieties. Shabda Manjari is very popular, very old.
Does it have like a chart, he's asking? Like the, just the
chart. Yeah, it gives a wonderful book. It gives you every Vibhakti, both Srilingam, Pullingam, Napusikalingam, Bahuvachanam, Ekavachanam. It's a wonderful book.
Okay. So,
I have seen that even 50 years back.
Okay. So, I will try to get, I'll try to make just a chart with all the Vibhaktis we've learned so far, because I think Abhyasa Pustakam, it only covers these three Vibhaktis, the 6th, 7th, and then 3rd. So, I will make a chart for you all, and you can...
You have a look at the Shabda Manjari before you make the chart.
Sure, no problem, Odia. I will. That's a good question. I'll try to get a handout like that, or make my own handout.
Yeah, that will be very helpful. Dhanyavada.
Astu. Okay, so we'll go to the story. It's called Upayena Shakyam Sarvam. So, I don't know if we'll be able to finish it today. Maybe we will, I'm not sure. But, so this story, it's, everyone probably knows the story, but you won't know it in Sanskritam, which is the cool part. So, it's basically about the rabbit and the lion, looking his reflection and getting scared. And then the lion kills itself. So that's what story it is. But the thing is, I know it's been a long time since we had, like, since the Google form quiz, So I will be giving a quiz right after we finish the story. Maybe if we get to finish the story today, then I'll give the quiz next week. But if we don't finish the story today, then I'll give the quiz the week after that. So it's just, don't be too stressed out by the quiz. I just think it's something fun to do. And it's just to check how you are doing, because we have been having a little bit trouble like differentiating with the Dvitiya Bhakti and Saptami Bhakti. So the quiz is just going to be on this story, and it's going to have like words from this story, and then you might have to like change it to Shashti Bhakti or Saptami Bhakti or Dvitiya Bhakti, all Eka Vachanam. Tritiya Bhakti. So just 6th, 7th, and then the 2nd Vibhakti from all the words from this story. And then we might have like meanings that's in this story. And then I might ask you to like meaning some words from the story. And then like the past and future tense of some of the basic common verbs in this story. So what I'm trying to say is, make sure you're taking good notes on this story and make sure you're understanding. So it's super easy, nothing to be stressed about. When I say it as quiz, then that's when you get stressed out. But it's just the learning check. So you don't have to study sometimes. But you can have your notes with you and whatever. Okay, so let's begin. So the story is called Upayena Shakyam. So in the title itself, you can see the upayena is Tritiya Bhakti. So upayam is upayena. So upayam is idea. So with an idea, everything is possible. Shakyam, possible. Okay. Upayena shakyam sarvam. Okay. So Narasimha Maharaj, can you read the first paragraph? Can everyone stay on mute except Narasimha Maharaj? Dhanyavadaha.
Kasmin shat aranye vasurakaha nama simhaha vasati swam.
Sma.
Saha ativ shaktishali. Vasuraka pratidinam anekan mrugan vina karanam मारयति स्म एतेन वनस्य अन्ये मृगाः कष्टम् अनुभवन्ति स्म.
उत्तमम्. सो कस्मिंश्चित् अरण्ये भासुरकः नाम सिंहः वसति स्म. सो स्म इस् अ लिटल् बिट् न्यू हियर्. सो स्म मीन्स् वास्. सो basically, sma means was. So, in some forest, a lion named Basuraka was living. Shanti Bhagini, yes. Can you stay on mute? Shanti Bhagini?
Yeah.
Oh, Dhanyavad. It's still on mute. Okay. अस्तु कस्मिंश्चित् अरण्ये भासुरकः नाम सिंहः वसति स्म. सो इन् अ फारेस्ट् ए लायन् नेम्ड् भासुरकः लिव्ड्. सः अतीव शक्तिशाली. ही वास् वेरि पवर्फुल्. सो शक्तिशाली मीन्स् पवर्फुल्. भासुरकः प्रतिदिनम् अनेकान् मृगान् विना कारणं मारयति स्म. सो भासुरक द लायन् Basurakaha, every day he anekan murgan, he the other animals without reason, vina karanam. So vina karanam means without reason, he killed them. He killed the other animals without any reason every day. Etena vanasya anye murgaha kashtan anubhavanti sma. So because etena vanasya, so etena tritiya bhakti, so it means by that, I guess, vanasya, by him वनस्य अन्ये मृगाः by him the other animals in the forest they suffered kashtam anubhavanti so they suffered because of his doings so Narasimhamahodaya
sorry what is etena
etena is by him basurakah it sah becomes esha becomes etena
what is sma
sma is what
was
yeah what
past of asti bhutakala of asti sma
no asti becomes asit
sorry this one is
it just means was
was yeah
okay so Narasimha Mahodaya what words have shashti vibhakti in this paragraph
here vasati vanasya
vanasya and then any saptami vibhakti words
saptami is aranye
aranye uttamam so we have anubhavanti what's the ekavachanam anubhavanti
how about anye idi saptami vibhakti
no anye is not saptami
okay
anubhavati
uttamam and then okay you don't need to know the past tense of that okay Riya Bhagini, can you read the next paragraph?
The third one, right?
The second one.
Yeah. Atah ekada te mrugah sambhuya gatva bhasu भासुरकं प्रातिर्तवन्तः स्वामिन् विना कारणम् एवं मृगाणां मारणेन भवतः कः लाभः एकस्य एव मृगस्य खादनेन भवतः उदरम् पूर्णं भवति किल अतः अद्य आरभ्य भवतः आहारं प्रतिदिनम् एकं मृगं वयमेव प्रेषयिष्यामः भवान् तं मृगं खादतु अन्यान् मृगान् न पीडयतु इति
उत्तम भगिनि ओके इन् दिस् पेराग्राफ् वाट् आर् द षष्टि विभक्ति वर्ड्स् षष्टि विभक्ति पदानि okay I'll give you one we have mrugas yeah
okay
so mrugas yeah. what would be the ekavachanam of mrugas I mean, not the ekvachanam. What would be the prathama vibhakti of mrugasya?
Mruge.
Mrugaha.
Mrugaha.
So, mrugaha becomes mrugasya.
Yeah.
Can you find any tritiya vibhakti?
Got it.
So remember, it ends with ena. So haste ena.
Yeah.
Ivanantre ena.
Yeah. Khadanena.
Uttamam. Khadanena. So khadanena means by eating.
Uttam. Yeah.
So atah ekada te mrgah sambhuya gatva bhasurakam pratitavantah. So one day the animals sambhuya means together. So together they went to bhasurakam and pratitavantah. So Riya Bhagini, what vibhakti is bhasurakam?
Is it saptami?
No, saptami na. Dutiya.
Okay, yeah, dutiya.
Dutiya. Why wouldn't it be saptami? Why wouldn't it be basurake? Why is it Basurakam Pratitavantah? What does Basurakam Pratitavantah mean? I'll tell the meaning, actually. It's okay, Bhagini. Okay. So, Atah Ekadate Mrgaha Sambhuya Gatva Basurakam Pratitavantah. So, everyone, they went together. After going together, they requested the lion. Bhasurakam is lion's name, so they requested the lion.
Yeah.
So why would it be Bhasurakam instead of Bhasurake?
Because Bhasurake would be plural.
Bhasurake would be
plural.
Basurake is saptami, not plural. Basurake would mean like in or on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, uttam. So yeah. Basurakam means the lion, so, or the name of the lion.
Yeah. Uttam.
And a swamin, so swamin is sambodhana rupam. Swamin, swaminaha, hey swamin, or hey lord, vina karanam eva mruganam maranena bhavatah kaha labaha. So vina karanam, remember that means without reason.
Without reason, yeah.
Without reason eva mruganam maranena, so by killing the animals, bhavatah kaha labaha. So
what benefit do you get?
Uttamam. What vibhakti is bhavatah? A little bit tricky one, but what vibhakti is bhavatah? Shashti vibhakti.
Yeah.
So bhavan would be bhavatah. Like bhavatah nama kim? What is your name? So bhavatah would be shashti vibhakti. Ekasya eva mrigasya khadanena bhavatah udaram purnam bhavati kila. So ekasya mrigasya. So notice here that here mrigasya is shashti bhakti, and then ekam would be ekasya. Ekaha becomes ekasya mrigasya. So the number and the noun, they match. So ekasya mrigasya eva khadanena. So Riya Bhagini, what does khadanena mean?
Eat.
What? Okay.
It's by eating.
By purpose of eating.
Okay. Bhavatah yeah. Udaram purnam bhavati kila. So, what is udaram purnam bhavati kila? What do you think it means?
Hunger satisfied. Yeah. By killing, what satisfaction do you get?
What is udaram?
By eating one. One animal, wouldn't your hunger be
satisfied? Yeah.
Stomach full.
Udaram is stomach. So, purnam means complete. So wouldn't your stomach be full by eating?
If you, one animal.
Uttamam, uttamam. So and then atah adhya arabhya. So remember we learned about
what arabhya? What is kila there?
Kila is same thing as kalu. So it's like, isn't that so?
Okay.
Like bhavati khalu or bhavati kila, like that. So atah adya arabhya. So remember we learned arabhya. So adya arabhya bhavatah aharatham pratidinam ekam mrugam vayam eva preshishyamah. So what does aharatham mean?
I don't know.
Do you know okay. I'm asking Riya Bhagini, but dhanyavada hai for everyone's participation. So aharam. So do you know what aharam means?
Aharam is I think wait.
Food.
Food, yeah.
So what is aharatham?
Eating maybe or
for food. Bhavatah aharatham for food. For the purpose of food. Pratidinam eka mrugam vayameva preshishyamah. So preshishyamah is
present.
Present. So it's bhavishyat kalah. So future tense. We will spend. So starting from today, for your lunch or for your food, we will every day we will send one animal.
Yeah.
So the preshishyamah is bhavishyat kalah, and then the present tense will be preshishyami.
Yeah.
I mean preshyami. Preshyami, preshyamaha.
What is the root word?
I don't know the root word, but it will be preshayati. Preshayati, preshayanti, preshayami, preshayamaha. And then bhavan tam murgam khadatu. What does that sentence mean? What does bhavan mean?
Bhavan, wait. In the future?
No, bhavan is you. You, pullingam. Bhavan and bhavati. So bhavan, tam mrugam khadatu. So tam mrugam is dvitiya vibhakti. So tam mrugam, that animal you eat. Khadatu.
Okay.
So remember khadatu is a command word. Khadati becomes khadatu. Anyan mrugan na pidayatu iti. So pidayatu means to be scared. So do not scare the other animals. They're both similar. You can use trouble. Or trouble works fine. So Murugan here is Bahuvachanam Ditya Vibhakti, but you don't have to worry about that. But that's what Murugan means. So do you have any questions about this paragraph?
No.
So far?
No.
Okay. Good attempt, Bhagini. Good attempt. Keep it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Chitra Bhagini, can you read the next paragraph?
Tada Bhasurakaha Uktavan. Tathaiva Astu. Parantu Yasmin Dine. Mama samipam mrugaha na agamishyati tasmin dine sarvan api mrugan marayishyami eva iti.
Uttama. Can you tell the meaning?
Then Basurakaha replied, let it be so. I'm okay with that. But whichever day not one animal comes to me, that day I will kill all of the animals.
Uttamam. So, Yasmin, okay, don't worry about Yasmin Dine. So, Dine, what Vibhakti is Dine?
Saptami Vibhakti.
Saptami. So, Uktavan is Bhutakalaha. What would be in present tense? Uktavan.
Vadati.
Vadati. And then, how about Agamishyati in present tense?
Agachati.
Agachati. And what Vibhakti is Tasmin Dine?
That day, that is Saptami Vibhakti.
Saptami Vibhakti. And then, can you change Tasmin Dine to Prathama Vibhakti?
Tasya. Tat Dinam.
Tat Dinam.
Tat Dinam, yeah.
Uttam. Uttam. And then Mara Ishyami in present tense?
Mara Ishyami to kill.
I think it will be Marayami.
Marayami, okay.
So what? Uttam. Uttam. Okay. This. Everyone understand that paragraph? Any questions on that paragraph? Okay. Okay, Guru Prakash Mode, can you read the next paragraph?
Okay. Murgaha tat anki kritavantaha tataha arabhya pratidinam jatikramena ekaha murgaha basurakasya aharadvena gacchati sma basurakah tam khadati sma anye mrigaha nirbhayam aranye sancharati sancharanti sma.
So mrigah tat angi kritavantah, what does that mean?
They got a solution. Or
Angi Kritavantaha means agreed.
Agreed, okay.
So Angi Kritavantaha, what vachanam is Angi Kritavantaha?
Plural. I mean Bahuvachanam.
Why is it Bahuvachanam? Kimattam. Why is it Bahuvachanam?
Vantaha.
Okay. Why is it Angi Kritavan?
Angi Kritavan is Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam. So who is it referring to?
To the Murgaha.
Murgaha. So Murgaha is Bahuvachanam. So Angi Kritavantaha is also Bahuvachanam. Can you change Angi Kritavantaha to present tense?
Angi Kritavanti.
Angi Kurvanti. Angi Kurvanti or Angi Karoti.
Angi Kurvanti, yeah.
Angi Kurvati is plural. Tataha arabhya pratidinam jati kramena ekaha mrigaha basurakasya aharatvena gacchati sma. So what does the sentence mean? Can you try?
Starting now or today, every day,
Tataha is from, like, tat taha, so from that, starting from that.
From that, okay. Starting from that, every day, each animal, jati kramena, I...
By order, or group order.
Okay, by order, each animal went to Basuraka, for his food.
So one animal went to went for Basurakasya, for the lions, in the form of food. Gacchati sma, went. So Basurakaha tam khadati sma. So what does that mean?
Basuraka was eating them, whoever went.
Uttam. So what vibhakti is tam?
Dvitiya.
Dvitiya. What is tam referring to? Who is tam?
The animal. The mruga.
Mrugaha. Mrugam khadati sma. Ekaha mrugam. Ekam mrugam. Uttam. Anye mrigaha nirbhayam aranye sancharanti sma. So what does that mean?
So all other animals without fear, they were roaming around the forest.
Sancharanti means to. So sancharati is ekavachanam and sancharanti is bahuvachanam. And what does nirbhayam mean?
Without fear. Bhayam, without nirbhayam.
Uttam. Uttam mohre.
Dhanyavaad.
Okay. M. V. Rao Madhya, can you read the next paragraph?
Kadachit jatikramena kenachit shashakena bhasurakasya ahara rupena gantavyam apatitam. Shall I read the whole para and tell the meaning, or shall I tell the meaning for every sentence?
You can tell the meaning for every sentence.
So in that order, once the rabbit got its turn to become the food for the Basuraka, it has to go there. Saha shashakaha dukhena seha samipam rasitavan. That rabbit came crying to the lion. Marge eka kopaha asit. In the, on the way, there is one well. Kopasya upari gamana samaye shashakaha swasya pratibimbam tatra drushtavan. So when it was going, when it looked into the well, it saw its own reflection. Tada tasya manasi kashchan upayaha suritaha. Immediately it got a trick in its mind. Aham bhasurakam etasmin kupe patayishyami. I will ask bhasuraka to see in this well. Iti chintayan.
I will make him fall in this world. Pate Ishyami is to make fall.
Okay. Thank you. I'll make it fall. Iti chintayan saha vilambena bhasurakasya samipam gatavan. So it thought like this thing, it went slowly to bhasuraka.
Uttam. So what words here are saptami vibhakti?
Jatikramena.
Astu, jatikramena. Well, jatikramena is tritiya vibhakti.
Okay, dukhena is also tritiya.
Tritiya. So what does jatikramena mean?
In the turn, in its turn. By order.
Anand,
kupe. Kupe is saptami vibhakti. Aham bhasuram etasmin kupe patayishyami. That is saptami vibhakti.
What does kupe mean?
Inside the well.
Why isn't it kupam?
Kupam is well. That is the dhitiya vibhakti.
Why would it?
Because it has to make it fall inside the well. It is not kupam means to the well. Kupe means inside the well.
Uttama. And dukkhena. What does dukkhena mean?
With sorrow.
Yes.
That is tritiya vibhakti.
Uttama. And then kupasya?
That is shakti vibhakti.
So it says kupasya upari, on top of the
well.
The well. Uttama. And then also gamana samaye. Gamana samaye is also saptami vibhakti.
Saptami vibhakti.
So at the time of going. And then spuritaha means inspired. So upayaha, inspired. So spuritaha is an adjective. So an idea got inspired. And then pata ishyami is to make it fall.
Make it fall.
So can you try to say the present tense of Pathayishyami?
Pathayami. Pathayaha.
Pathayami. Pathayami. It's good. Pathayami. Patati. Pathayami. Oh, uttama. And then Bhasurakasya, of course, is Shashti Bhakti. So does anyone have any questions on what we did so far in the story? On any words or anything?
Could Kavya Bhagini, in the last paragraph, Marge is Saptami Vibhakti, right? Marge Ekaha Kupaha Asit.
Ah, Marge, Marge, uttama. So, in the road.
Okay.
In the path.
Dhanyavad.
Here, they say Basurakasya Aharatvena. Basurakasya is in Shashti Vibhakti, no? Aharatvena is in Saptami, no?
Aharatvena is not Saptami.
Tritiya.
Tritiya?
Yes, Tritiya. Okay. Like Ahara Rupena, like that.
Okay.
So Aharatvena means like in the form of food. Does that make sense? Okay, does anyone else have any questions?
I have one question. Why is Ma is required after every action? Is it just to say that it has, the action is completed? Or like, for example, if we say, Gacchati, Gacchanti, Sma. So Gacchanti is present tense and Sma will make it past tense. Is it correct?
It's like saying was living.
Always?
Yeah, it's like past continuous. Like it happened already, but it's still going on now.
Okay. Gacchati Sma. If we say Gacchati Sma, then it means that it is it has been going.
Yeah, yeah, it already started and still going on. Like he was. Yes,
yeah, this is khadati sma. Actually, khadati is present and sma is added to show that this used to happen in the past. Ghasarakatam khadati sma, he used to eat with them. Sancharati sma, they used to move around the jungle. So, to show that the action was happening often, sma is used.
That means certainly or always?
Yeah, so, but it's a little bit different than like khaditavan. So,
yeah.
So you have to make sure you know the difference. So,
it is for the story form.
Yeah, he was eating or he was living, he was going. Like that. A little bit clearer.
Is that
clear, Mahalaya? Astu. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions? Okay. Chitra Bhagini, can you say the Shanti Mantram, Kripaya?
Yeah. Om. सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
धन्यवादः सो क्विज इज नॉट नेक्स्ट वीक बट विल बी द वीक आफ्टर दैट सो डोंट वरी
धन्यवादः
Dhanyavadah to people who filled out the feedback form for me. That was in the last week's email. I really appreciate it. Dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah.
If you have any questions, you can stay back.
Dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah, Mahadev. Does anyone have any questions?
this kadachit jati kramena kenachit shashakena basurakasya ahara rupena gantavyam apatitam. So kenachit is what here?
Kenachit means some rabbit. Like by, like, okay, so shashakena, right? So shashakena is tritiya, so it's also kenachit, so by some rabbit.
Okay. So it's quite a long and complicated sentence. Kachit jati kramena kenachit shashakena bhasura kasya ahara rupena gantavyam apit. Gantavyam means?
Should go. We haven't learned that yet, but gantavyam means should go. Okay. Depends with the vyam is should.
And then apatitam.
Yeah. Apatati means to approach. So apatitam means he approached past him.
Gantavyam apatitam. Sahasashakena sasashaka dukhena simhasamitam pra prasthitavan. Okay. Marge ekaha kupaha asit. Okay, that was easy. But this I think the first sentence only I'm struggling. It is very
long. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get the core sentence there. In, I mean, the way I look at it is like, for example, kupasya upari gamana samaye shashakaha swasya pratibimbam tatra drishtavan. That is very clear. Like for we develop the sentence like shashakaha swasya pratibimam drishtavan. Where did he see? Kupasya upari tatra drishtavan. And then when did he see? Then gamana samaye drishtavan. So you can develop the sentence. But this one I'm struggling where the course sentence is. Basurakasyahara rupena what is gantavyam apatitam? I don't know.
Well, gantavyam apatitam is, well, it's a new concept, right? So it will be like kim karoti.
Okay.
Then it will say saha apatita. Apatitavan maybe. Apatitavan, something like
apatitam
that.
Apatitam is what is that word actually? It is.
So I know it's apatati, but it could be like fasten. Apatitam.
And what is the root word, or what is the?
The word apati, apatati, approach, apatati.
Okay, apatati is approach. Apatitam is dvitiya vibhakti, is it?
I'm not sure, because apatati is approach or
is it verb? What
yeah,
is the
word?
What is the word? And without the word, can we make the sentence? Like, for example, we can omit gamana samaya in the other word, right? Kupasya upari shashakaha swasya pratibimam drishtavan. The sentence is complete without the gamana samaya.
Sahadrishtavan or whatever, right?
He saw it, right? Without gamana, while traveling, you know, we can omit the thing. So, kadachit jatikramena by, you know, class order, kenachit shashakena, okay, one rabbits,
केन शशकेन भासुरकस्य आहाररूपेण इन् द फार्म् आफ् लयन्स् फूड् गन्तव्यम् आपितवान् आपितवान् मीन्स् वट् इट् अरैव्ड् आर् द आर्डर् अरैव्ड् इस् इट्
अप्रोच्ड् He came. He came near to the Agatavan.
No, I don't think it is he came or went or it's nothing of that sort. The Shashaka's order arrived. Apitavan is arrived, is it? One day the rabbit's order arrived to go as food. I think that's what it means. Gantavyam yeah. is what? Go.
Should go.
The rabbit's turn to go arrived.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means.
Yep.
Saha shashakaha dukhena simha samipam prasitavan. That rabbit, so one rabbit, with you know heavy heart he went to Dukhena Simha Samipam Prasthitavan. He went to the lion. Marge ekah kupa asit. In the way he saw there was a well, and then yes, he saw his own reflection. Tada tasya manasi kasht Chan Upayaha. And what is Manasi?
Manasi is in the heart. Mana.
Tada.
But that's a little bit different, like, conjugation.
Okay. Kaschan Upayaha Spuritaha. Okay, there was one. Okay. He got an idea. Mm-hmm. Aham Bhasurakam Etasmin Kupe Patayishyami. Etasmin is what Vibhakti is Etasmin?
Saptami.
Etaha Etasmin, is it?
Eshaha Etasmin.
Eshaha Etasmin. Aham Bhasurakam Etasmin Kupe Patishyami. Okay, I will make him fall in this well. Iti chintayan saha vilambena bhasurakasya samivam gatavan. Iti chintayan. Chintayan is, what is chintayan? Chinta is of course thought. Chintayan is past or
chintayan is like, if there's like two words at the same time, like saha gatavan and chintayan, so while thinking, he went late. Like if there's two words, two verbs next to each other, then you can change that to chintayan.
Yeah, this sentence is saha vasurakasya samipam gatavan. He went near land. And then how did he go? Vilambena. He went late. Vilambena is what? Tritiya. Okay. Well, he went late. And then aham vasurakasya etasmin kupe padishyami iti
iti chintayan gatavan. So thinking that he went.
And what forms are the what are other forms of chintayan? Like what? Chintayami, what?
It would be chintayami, but
chintayan is past of chintayami, is it?
No. Chintayan is it's a different conjugation. It's like I'm not even fully sure of it. Like, I never really went deeply into studying that. vachintayan would be, while thinking, he went. So the thinking part would be chintayan. So like two things happening at the same time.
This is just chintayan is, you know, with this thought he went, I think that's all it is. There is no, where are the two things?
Like chintayan and gatavan. Chintayati, gachati. So if you have chintayati and gachati, then you can put chintayan, gachati. If you say chintayan, gachati, that means he went and thought at the same time.
Okay.
Thinking he
is
went.
Is this bhakti or word or what is that, you know? Is it verb or vibhakti or what is the... Is this kriya padam or is it...
One minute. Let me look in my book. So, it would be...
Chintayan should be verb only because it is thinking, right? So, adi should be verb. Kriya padam only.
Chatranta rupani. Kaushatranta rupani. Yep. So, it would be like chintayan, chintayanto, chintayantaha, chintayantam, chintayanto. So, it would follow like the vibhakti pattern.
Vibhakti pattern. And what is the core word? What is the pratipadikam?
Probably chit or something like that. I don't know the roots. But chintayati.
Chintayati, okay.
Because roots are usually sometimes completely different than the words, right? So, I'm not...
But chintayati is verb, right? It is not... How will you have shashti vibhakti for verbs?
Like, even though it's a verb, sometimes it can, like, change to a noun. Like, remember in this, you gave the other example, like, chalayati, right? Chalanam karoti. So, when you say chalanam, like, it's like, there, the noun would be like chalanam. So, like, okay. Nidram karoti means, you know, nidram there is not a verb. It's not nidrati. It would be, if you say nidram karoti, that means he does sleep. So, the sleep there becomes like a noun.
Okay, I hope we'll pick up the rest and be able to follow. But yeah, we are able to follow quite a bit of words. There are some challenges, but...
I guess this story is a little bit tricky. But, I mean, the sort of quiz...
Which page is the story?
Which page or which book?
Vyasa Pustakam.
Oh, the book? It's actually from like a Panchatantra
Pustakam. Okay, it is not from Abhyasa Pustakam.
No, it's not from Abhyasa Pustakam.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, when I was learning...
I don't remember seeing this in the Abhyasa Pustakam, so that's where this...
are from like a Panchatantra book where I have like a bunch of these stories. I mean, I know it sounds really hard, but I know that everyone like pretty much knows the story, and if I give them a quiz or something, it's going to be mainly just on like changing. If it says kupasya, then I would just make them change it to kupaha or something simple like that. And what I see is that sometimes people have trouble like differentiating between like saptami and dvitiya bhakti. They say like kupam upari instead of like kupasya upari, or like margam gachati instead of like marge gachati. So, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Did that help, Mahodaya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Vahini. Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha, Mahodaya. Himanshu Mahodaya, did you have a question? Seema Bhagini, did you have a question? Astu. Okay.
Dhanyavadaha. Narmilamaha.
Dhanyavadaha. Dhanyavadaha.